Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. We've been discussing with a number of our guests in recent days developments on the home front aspect of that war, and we have often taken counsel from people associated with the extraordinarily valuable Center for Immigration Studies. And I'm very pleased to say we have with us one of its senior executives, the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. Her name is Jessica Vaughn. She has served as a foreign service officer in the Department of State in places like Belgium and in the Caribbean. She is a woman we have very much appreciated her counsel on so many issues in the past, and particularly anxious to catch up with her about the ongoing saga of DACA and more. Jessica, welcome back. It's good to have you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Frank. Glad to be with you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. I saw your boss, Mark Krikorian, on Fox last night talking a bit about the DACA deal and was impressed once again by the importance he attaches to the so-called wall, which, of course, isn't entirely accurate as it's part fence, part natural obstructions, but nonetheless, the importance of securing the border. But he said once again that there's something else that needs to be done, and that is this E-Verify system. I'd like you to talk a little bit about that, why it's so important, and why it doesn't seem to be in the mix in the conversations that are now taking place between President Trump and congressional leaders on what to do about DACA.
Yes, after this very interesting meeting held at the White House the other day, four principles emerged that there is apparently some agreement on that have to be part of a DACA deal, and that's an amnesty for the people who now have DACA, offset by cuts in chain migration and the visa lottery and the border wall, which some see as a metaphor for border security, but, you know, I think a physical wall has a role as well. The big thing missing in this emerging deal is anything that would help prevent illegal immigration in the future. We know from past experience that every amnesty leads to more illegal immigration and more of a sense of entitlement for those still in the country who aren't covered by the amnesty. People come here because they think that they can get a job. And so unless we address the job magnet, no matter how big that wall is, there will still be people trying to go around it. Or they will try to get a tourist visa and come and overstay. Something like at least 40% of the illegal immigrants here today came on a visa. So unless we do something to help employers avoid hiring illegal aliens and prevent illegal aliens from getting employment here, we're not going to solve this problem. E-Verify is the best tool we have. It works. More than half of the new hires today are screened through E-Verify. Employers like it. It's a system that's been in place since 1986, and it needs to be mandated, needs to become the standard operating practice for businesses. But that's missing from this deal that people are talking about right now. But, you know, no matter what we do, it's going to fail unless we address the job magnet. And that's why it's so important. It is in the House bill that's been introduced by Bob Goodlatte and some colleagues. You know, really, the House bill that was recently filed is the bill that comes closest to fulfilling the president's agenda on immigration reform.
I wanted to talk to you about that next, because that does seem to be something of a breakthrough. And I gather that after some backing and filling initially, the House leadership has promised to give the Goodlatte bill a vote, which is extraordinarily important and hopefully will prove successful. It doesn't get you all the way through the process, heavens knows, but it is an important effort to set forth the kind of policy approach that the president has called for. And I just would like to ask you, so why is it that E-Verify isn't in the mix in these negotiations on DACA, as you understand them?
That's a good question. It is in the Senate bill as a reauthorization. And I think this is because it was believed that Democrats perhaps would not go for E-Verify. And I think that tells us something about its prospects for success. They don't want to vote for something that's going to really make progress in reducing illegal immigration.
Talk a little bit about that, because I think this is the dirty little secret about this whole enterprise, that it seems as though they believe, the Democrats, that is, that they can actually benefit from this continued violation of our laws. Hence, as well, their support for sanctuary cities and a lack of interior enforcement, to say nothing of E-Verify's obstruction. Is that a fair characterization of what's going on here, Jessica?
Well, we got some interesting insight into that this week when a memo was leaked from the Center for American Progress, which is one of the think it was basically some big think tank for the Obama administration, pleading with Democratic members of Congress to pass a big amnesty for the Dreamers, even bigger than the DACA beneficiaries, because the Democratic Party needs those voters. So not that it's in the best interest of the country or that it's going to be an economic benefit or even that it's the right thing to do, but that they need these votes.
You know, Jessica, this reminds me, we recently had revelations from Tony Blair's camp in Britain that the Labour Party there under his administration had very explicitly essentially cast open the doors to entry into Great Britain precisely for the purposes of changing the demographics and therefore the voting population of that country to the benefit of the Labour Party, the sort of counterparts to the Democrats. Let me ask you in closing, Jessica Vaughn, about one other issue that is much in the news at the moment, and that is that the Trump administration has decided not to continue the practice of extending this so-called temporary status to Salvadorans. We're hearing a lot of thrashing and gnashing of teeth about this. What's the story there, and how do you think this is going to sort out?
Well, this was the right move by the Trump administration, and one that is a return to following the letter of the law and intent of the law that was passed by Congress. Temporary protected status was supposed to be a temporary solution when people could not be returned to their home country because of some disaster there, like the airport was underwater or there was no, you know, infrastructure or way to, you know, for people to get back. It has been a de facto amnesty that no president has ever had the guts to rescind. You know, the termination of temporary status has been the exception rather than the rule. So the Trump administration has decided to wind it down, just as they did with DACA, give people until September of 2019 who are from El Salvador who have TPS. They were first awarded TPS back in 2001 because of some earthquakes there. And let's remember that while this has been characterized as some kind of humanitarian refugee program by the mainstream media and the left, in fact, it was basically just exemption from deportation and a work permit for people, most of whom were in the country illegally at the time of the disaster. They weren't affected by the earthquake. They were here in the United States living illegally, but they got a work permit because of an earthquake in their home country and have had it for now like 17 years. So it's silly. And in fact, you know, there's some discussion of, you know, the Democrats are trying to kind of sweep them into any DACA amnesty that they're able to get Congress to pass. There's a real risk of that. But President Trump did the right move. He said, look, we're going to wind this down. You have been living here for all these years now. You've accumulated savings. You've gotten work experience. You've lived in a civil society. You would be an asset to your home country, and it's time for you to go home. Time is up. And make plans to return. This is what Haitians were told, and it's the right thing to do.
It comes down to actually making our immigration policies what they claim to be. It's a high time, as you say. Jessica Vaughn, we have to leave it at that, I'm afraid. Thank you so much for your time today and what really is truly exceptionally important work that you and your colleagues are performing at the Center for Immigration Studies. check it out. I believe I've got this right at cis.org. Is that correct?
That's right, cis.org. And thanks. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
And with you. I hope you come back often in 2018. And in the meantime, as I say, keep up the great work.
Next up, Michael Sturzenberger joins us. He's a leader of the freedom movement in Germany. We'll talk with him and, among other things, about some of his suffering at the hands of a regime that seems intent on suppressing his freedom of speech. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.